Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Let's talk about the SpaceX Starship today. There is a few things that happened since the IFT2 that we have to talk about. Talked about a little bit in the last video, and we're going to discuss that first. We're going to go over some of that stuff first, and then we're going to roll it out to some of the new stuff that Elon Musk has been talking about. Now, first and foremost, we have to talk about the launch pad. Okay, because we know that the launch pad was a huge point of contention for the FAA and the Fish and Wildlife Service from the IFT2 launch. And now Elon Musk, this is from November 19th, so a couple days ago. This is what I was talking about before. A couple days ago, just inspected the Starship launch pad. It's in great condition. No refurbishment needed to the water-cooled steel plate for next launch. Congrats to SpaceX team and contractors for engineering and building such a robust system so rapidly. And they had to build this system because the FAA and the Fish and Wildlife Service, after the first launch, the IFT1 launch, there was a rock tornado that happened underneath here. All the Raptor engines just destroyed this area, and now it's fixed up, of course. The IFT2 launch happened, and it looks like the water-cooled steel plate for the next launch is in good condition. Elon didn't say anything about any other part of the launch system. Other than just inspected the Starship launch pad, it is in great condition. So we don't know exactly what great condition means, but it seems like there's probably some minimal refurbishment that has to happen before the IFT3 launch, which could possibly happen by the end of this year. According to Elon Musk, Starship Flight 3 hardware should be ready to fly in 3 to 4 weeks. There are 3 ships in final production in the high bay, as can be seen from the highway. So that's Highway 4. If you're not familiar with Highway 4, Highway 4 goes from Brownsville, Texas, all the way down to Starbase. It's about a 20-mile drive-ish, something like that. And you can literally park on the side of the highway and look at anything at Starbase that you want to. You can look into any of the bays that you want. You can just hang out there if you want to all day. It's an amazing place. It's beautiful. It's in the middle of nowhere. And I spend a bunch of time there, and I know how cool it is down there. So if you want to just go down there, you're welcome to go down to Highway 4 and just look into these bays and look at the next iteration of the Starship that will be launching sometime, hopefully by the end of this year. Now, the IFT2 launch, I want to take a look at this real quick because Elon posted something on Twitter, X, magnificent machine with a 1,000-foot plume. Okay, so we were kind of guessing before. How big is the plume from the Starship? And they do a really amazing job of a slow motion video of the Starship launching. I'm just scrubbing through this real quick so we can get to the plume. 1,000-foot plume. So here we go. So the launch tower is about 400 feet tall, right? And then the plume goes higher that we can see in this, and it doesn't quite look like it's 1,000 feet quite yet, but it looks like in this video, it's about 600 feet tall as far as the plume goes, but wide, it goes wide. This is a thick plume. This one is about, if you ask me, I don't know, 2,000 feet wide, something like that. Probably more eventually once it disperses. It's going to be a huge plume, but hopefully the Fish and Wildlife Service will see this and they'll take a look at the water deluge system and take a look at the systems underneath and say nothing really happened. I mean, after the first Fish and Wildlife Service report came through and everything was cleared from SpaceX, everything looks good in this one too. So I don't think they're going to have a problem with that. I think the Fish and Wildlife Service, not a big deal for IFT3. Now, something else. Very cool. 4 more Starships. And this is just posted today. The last of version 1. Okay, these are the last 4 Starships at Starbase of version 1. What's in version 2? Is it better plumbing? Better heat tiles? These things are kind of throwaway. And I don't want to, I say that very lightly. These are kind of throwaway rockets. They know they're not going to make it. They have a very, very good chance of not making it to orbit. They have a very good chance of exploding like over the Gulf of Mexico. So they're put together as well as you could for a project of this scale for the first few launches, right? So these are the last 4 that are going to be version 1 of this, but we're not exactly sure what version 2 is going to be. Let me know in the comments what you think. What you think version 2 is going to be like. What do you think is going to be the internals? Maybe there's going to be more Raptor engines. I know there's going to be better Raptor engines. They're always going to improve the Raptor engines in the future. So what do you think is going to happen with these version 1 rockets? What's going to happen with the version 2 rockets, I should say? Because version 1, we're almost over. And do you think they're going to launch one of these by the end of the year and then kind of go, we're going to build a version 2 rocket? I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Why would they continue doing version 1s if one of these is successful and gets all the way to the Hawaii coast, gets all the way to Kauai? If that happens, then maybe they upgrade. Maybe they wait and they upgrade to version 2, or they do another version 1 just to make sure that the systems work properly. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, it seems like redundancy would work, but if they're a huge upgrade for version 2, there's no reason to test version 1 anymore if version 1 is successful. Okay. So as you can see, there's nothing happening on Highway 4. They're not going to be moving any of these rockets down to the launch pad anytime soon. This is the Highway 4 road closures, if you're not familiar. So the only dates were for the actual launch of IFT2. So November 18th, 19th, and 20th, you know, these are like old history now. So we don't have any new ones. So there's nothing happening in the foreseeable future because, of course, it's Thanksgiving weekend in America. So no one's really working right now. So maybe next week we're going to get something moved down there. Hopefully. They still have some cleanup to do and they still have to make sure that everything's in the right order and things. So maybe sometime next week we're going to start seeing a shift of things down towards the launch pad so they can do some more testing before the flight of IFT3. Now we have to move on to something a little bit more controversial, and I want you to keep an open mind here, but I'm going to be looking into this from a perspective of somebody who is a fan of spaceflight, but also somebody who doesn't put up with other people's BS, right? And I don't like inflammatory people. I don't like inflammatory language. It just does not serve a purpose. It gets emotional. Especially if you're going to call somebody out, do not use inflammatory language. So there's some of that in this from Another Golf is Possible. Okay. And I have no problem with any of these people, right? With Another Golf is Possible. I think people that are environmentalists are super important. I think people that want to protect the lands that we were given by the earth, super important. Those people are important, and our land is important. The things and the people, everything's important around this Starship facility, right? So this organization, Another Golf is Possible, and it's made up of a bunch of different organizations. And I'll just read this to you, and I'm going to pick it apart a little bit just because I think it's important that we all kind of get an idea of where these people are coming from and what their ideas are, because it doesn't seem like they're doing this in a very controlled way. Okay. This morning, this happened on the flight November 18th of IFT2. And as you can see, there are numerous different organizations involved with this press release. This morning, SpaceX tested the controversial Starship Super Heavy, the largest rocket in human history, on Brownsville's Boca Chica Beach. Everything about that sentence is true. Controversial did not need to be in there. Local residents witnessed, for the second time this year, the rocket launch shaking their homes and an explosion that caused debris to fall on low-income community, the wildlife refuge, and on lands that are sacred to tribes in Texas. Okay, so there's been reports of people, you know, of dust flying off of the Starship launch pad and the surrounding area, because it kicks up some dust. I mean, the whole place down there it's sand. I mean, there's no other way around it. It's sand. And if you have 33 Raptor engines blowing exhaust and fumes and whatever, it's very clean actually. So it's not fumes and exhaust. It's just kicking down pressure onto the ground. Sandals go up. It's just physics, you know? So people witnessed, you know, some debris, which is probably sand from like a light sand on their cars, maybe on their homes. but caused debris to fall on low-income community. They didn't go into, into detail about what this community is. They didn't say anything about like who these people were, which I can understand. You know, protect people. I understand that. So let's go on to the next one. And from here, I'm a big proponent of Starship. I'm a big proponent of SpaceX. But like I said before, I want people to be protected. So if these people did have any sort of debris fall on their homes from the Starship, I don't see how they could. I'm just going to be honest with you. They're 20 miles-ish away from Brownsville, and they're going away from the city of Brownsville. Low-income housing in Brownsville is, there's plenty of it. Launch shaking their homes, an explosion that caused debris on the low-income community. So they use these terms, low-income community, as a way to invoke emotion. So low-income community, you think, oh man, these people don't have it too good. You know, they don't have it too well. And there's debris falling everywhere. There's this giant chunks of rockets, right? That's not how it is. It's probably just like a light dust of sanding or of sand. So for years, Rio Grande Valley residents have been outspoken about SpaceX's routine operations, cutting off access to Boca Chica Beach for local families, for fishing, and preventing the Carrizo Comecreto tribe, sorry if I butchered that name, from accessing sacred lands for ceremonies, destroying more than 60 acres of wildlife habitat for threatened and endangered species, and threatening public safety with rocket shrapnel blown into the community. So rocket shrapnel blown into the community. I don't think there's ever been a confirmed account. There has been accounts of some metal that has been picked up by some locals, but I don't believe there's any Starship shrapnel other than maybe a really early test flight. Please, somebody, if you know, leave me a comment down below because I want to know about that debris. I think it was maybe, might have been Ship 8. Maybe. And there was some metal that somebody found on a beach someplace else that wasn't near the rocket facility, but it was like kind of far out. So let me know if there's anything like that in blown into the community. So that's what I'm talking about, the community. So is the community part of a place where people live, or do they consider the beach the community? Because if they consider the beach community, then yeah, there's been shrapnel all over that beach. You know, you can pick up tiles and you can pick up metal and everything all over the place. So, or you could when something happened down there. So, shrapnel blown into the community. Earlier this year, 27 Rio Grande Valley organizations signed a letter opposing SpaceX's launching of the Starship Super Heavy rocket in their community. You know, you can protest all you want, and that's your right. You know, it's okay to protest. In response, Christopher, don't want to say your name wrong, so I'll just say Christopher, with South Texas Environmental Justice Network, issued the following statement. Now, this is where it gets funny, okay? So this is where this person has no idea, literally no idea what is happening with Starship and SpaceX right here. Musk and his pet vanity project continue to pollute and destroy our beautiful beach, coastline, and wildlife. Pet vanity project. Christopher. Pet vanity project. Do you think this is just, he's just launching rockets so he can look cool? Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Just be real with yourself. Pet vanity project? Who are you? Come on. Coastline and wildlife. SpaceX, an unnecessary private money grab that only serves the wealthy, refuses to follow safety regulations, environmental regulations, and the wishes of local communities and the original people of the land. Musk acts like a colonizer and should leave our lands. That's pretty gnarly. That's pretty harsh. Only serves the wealthy. It's a private money grab. Refuses to follow safety regulations. Okay, so a private money grab. It's called a business. It's capitalism. It's a private company. It's not a money grab. They're making money, yes, but it's not a money grab. If it was a money grab, they wouldn't be in business for 10 years. They'd be in business for like 2 years, then get out. They've been in business for like over a decade. Come on, Christopher. And only serves the wealthy, refuses to follow safety. Okay, so only serves the wealthy. Brownsville in the surrounding area is one of the lowest income places on in the United States. Only serves the wealthy. I would differ opinions with that, because Elon and SpaceX came into the area. They brought a bunch of wealth in. They brought a bunch of money in, and they propped up a bunch of people that didn't have money. People that were out of work, people that had little work experience. They trained them and they made them into engineers in rocket. You know, they built a giant rocket because of these people. They employ people from the shipyard that didn't have jobs for a while. I know a few people, firsthand experience. I've known people, I've met them on Highway 4. One of my neighbors, actually an engineer at SpaceX, and didn't have a job before this, but was a unemployed engineer in Brownsville. And when SpaceX came into town, sent out this resume, they got hired, you know, and now they have good money and they have a healthy and happy family because of SpaceX. So not a money grab, and it does not only serve the wealthy. It serves people that didn't have jobs and needed jobs. So this is this whole thing, in the refuses to follow safety regulations, you know, that can be argued because there are some reports out there right now about the safety regulations, and that's something to look into for a future episode. Environmental regulations, SpaceX is doing everything they can to follow environmental regulations. They're, you know, they follow all the rules of the FAA, the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Texas environmental standards, everything. So I don't believe, and maybe they've made some mistakes in the past, we know that, and they've changed those and they fixed that, in the wishes of local communities and the original people of the land. Okay, so some people, original people of the land. Musk acts like a colonizer and should leave our lands. That's pretty strong too, a colonizer. That's a horrible thing. Colonizers usually, you know, do really bad things to other people. So I wouldn't say Musk is a colonizer. I'm going to shrink this down so I can get to the bottom so I can make it back up. In response, Michelle Serrano, the Vocas Unidas RGV, issued the following statement. It's disappointed that regulatory agencies have rubber stamped yet another launch from Brownsville's Boca Chica Beach. There are legitimate concerns about the establishment of a rocket manufacturing facility, testing and expanding its operations in our region, while our communities, and this is part of it, and I have to go to this one, and this is on their Instagram. I couldn't get the second page. Not only with the projected launch be a disaster to the Laguna Madre, one of the 6 hypersaline lagoons in the world, it is also a threat to the biodiversity of the area. Now, the Fish and Wildlife Service already dispelled this. So they went through everything that happened during the first IFT1, you know, during that launch, and they said, it's not true. You know, water from the water deluge system is going to do, it's going to be about the same as like a normal rainy day, you know, like a short rain period. So there's not going to be any damage to the hypersaline lagoons in the area. In particular, where SpaceX is established, is one of the few bays the general public has free access to recreation, nourishment, education, and emotional healing. And that's wonderful. It's a wonderful place, and I understand that. And the people that live there well before anybody else, they should have rights to that area. And also, there are, you know, time goes on, progress, that whole thing too. And it seems like there's a clashing of heads here, you know, like a butting of heads. So, and then there's, they go on and on about the way that SpaceX and Elon Musk has destroyed the area, especially Brownsville, and, you know, the people from Brownsville, the people that are low income and things like that. So, you know, I want to talk about this other point here. Sydney Ribera, Revolutionary Feminist Committee, issued the following statement. The Interim Revolutionary Feminist Committee stands firmly against the destructive project that is SpaceX and its harmful effects on the land, water, wildlife, and people of the Rio Grande Valley. We recognize that colonialism manifests from capitalism in the exploration of natural spaces and resources, and SpaceX demonstrates this in its blatant disregard for legal procedures, et cetera, et cetera. Further, as an environmental scientist, which is amazing, I highly recommend that SpaceX update its 2014 environmental impact statement to address concerns accurately. So the environmental assessment was updated a little while ago. They had to update it in order to do the IFT-1. So no jeopardy, yet it concluded that no jeopardy to any species and no adverse modification to critical habitat would occur. This is a disservice to unique biodiversity, and a proper EIS would not permit SpaceX to operate here. They have a proper EIS as far as the government goes and as far as legalities go. So I'm in both camps. I do agree that people should be able to use this area for their own good, you know, for their own healing, for their own, you know, for their rituals, things like that. I think that's important for people because people are people, and I want people to be happy, and I want people to be able to do whatever they want. You know, it's a free country, as they say, you know, and it's Texas, so you should be able to do whatever you want in Texas. Texas is a wild place. So there's a part of me that is 100% with SpaceX, like do what you got to do. But also, you know, you have to protect the environment. You have to protect the people and the culture that you've kind of stumbled upon there, you know, like, because I'm sure Elon and SpaceX wasn't really 100% aware of the culture that surrounded the Rio Grande Valley in this area. I'm sure they did some research, but I'm sure they weren't as aware as they could be. So that might be why some of this is happening as well. And they just have to work with these people and make sure that everything is okay. You know, and of course, there's kind of, it's going to meet in the middle somewhere. You know, these people are pestering Elon, you know, and Elon feels like they're pestering him, but he's pestering them by shooting rockets off. Yeah. So there's, you know, they go on, and I could read more about of this, but that would take like 2 hours if we wanted to discuss the whole thing. So I believe that they do need to preserve this area, in my own personal thoughts, but they also need to launch rockets to Mars. So how do you do that? There's a fine balance, and not everyone's going to be happy. And I'm sure Elon and SpaceX would just like to go buck wild at Starbase and just do whatever they want to do. But that's why there's rules and regulations, and that's why there's, you know, environmental impact studies and the Fish and Wildlife Service and the FAA. You can't just do that. So if these people have an issue and they bring it up to the court system and they bring, you know, to legal systems, then I don't think this is going to get resolved for these people anytime soon. So it's a weird thing to think about, you know, you don't really want to think about other people that are kind of, you know, they're kind of struggling and they have other views that aren't 100% behind SpaceX, because I'm a huge proponent of this stuff. I want them to launch as many rockets as possible. But if it's hurting people, there has to be a way for them to not do that. But, you know, we'll see. That's the only thing we can do is we'll see, you know, like, I think that's where what this is going to break down to is, like, we'll see what happens. And if these people file a suit against SpaceX, due to their cultural heritage and things like that, then we're going to see what shakes out in court. But for the time being, SpaceX is going to launch a rocket in December, hopefully. And that'll be IFT-3, maybe the last of the version 1 rockets, maybe another version 1 after that. Like I said before, leave me a comment down below. Let me know what you think. And then we will, you know, we'll see you in the next one. Join the Flight Club. Hit the subscribe button if you listen to that whole rant. I appreciate that. If you hit the subscribe button now, you know you got something out of this video. And if you subscribe and you give this video a thumbs up, YouTube will know that you like spaceflight content. And if you like spaceflight content, if you do those two things, YouTube will see that and they'll start pumping you out more spaceflight content. So that'll be great for your feed. It'll be great for the future of spaceflight because it could get more people excited about Starship. So that's it for now. Take care, everybody, of yourself. Wait, did I say that right? I didn't say that right. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.